I figure it like sculpting, you know, you got clay in front of you.
Yes.
That's
yes.
how you start. You have a base, and then as life goes and you have your different experiences, you still have that base, but you just get more refined. You get more cut. You have heartbreaks. You know, maybe you fall out of a relationship.
Yes.
And you learn from those things, but the base of who you are stays the same.
Aloha. Aloha, Terrell.
Aloha, Deidre.
And aloha to everyone out there, too.
Yes, aloha to you folks.
Because right now, we are about to dive into some pretty interesting topics.
One's relationships and hardships.
To one's childhood and trip down memory lane.
That's right. We are ready to talk it all.
So join us in our show, DT Talks. Aloha, everyone.
Aloha, friends and family. Welcome back to a new episode of our podcast, DT Talk Season 4.
Yes.
Yeah, final episode.
Exactly. That's the sad part. It's the last episode for the season. My gosh.
Yeah. How time has gone by so fast, huh?
I know, right? It actually has gone by really fast. But what do you think of the episodes we've released so far, Terrell?
Man, I just feel like it's just so fun to do. And we had like fantastic guests has perfect personality. Oh, foreshadowing the topic.
All kinds of topics for sure, because we had like suggestions from people what they want to hear as well.
This season was just focused on all the our fans who wants to know what they want to hear on our opinions on the topics that we have, right?
So we will definitely like continue doing that. We want to bring up topics that people usually would not talk about, but they also want to hear. So we'll keep doing that for future seasons as well.
Guys, friends and family, keep it going and just leave it to the comments down below on what you want to hear and certain topics, like people that you want to hear from too. So it'll be great.
And if you want to be a guest, DM us.
Yes, DM us on Instagram. Yeah, DTTalks_podcast.
Yes.
Or just personally DM us if you know us.
Yeah, that works as well.
Yeah, definitely.
But it's been good. But okay, we don't want to waste time for this last episode. So let's get it going with our good news for today.
Yes. Here we go. This is Uncle Taro back at it again with another news from the goodnewsnetwork.org.
Yay! What is the good news today?
Today news almost make Uncle Taro cry after reading this news. Very interesting, very special.
Okay.
It says here, waitress in tears after receiving thank you note from widow eating alone.
Aww.
Since the start of the pandemic, there have been tons of stories making the media rounds about crazy generous restaurant customers leaving behind outrageously large tips to the amazement of stunned and deliriously happy waitstaff.
Okay.
While it's true that an extra or even extravagant monetary tip is always a nice bonus, sometimes a heartfelt show of appreciation can mean a whole lot more.
That's true, yeah.
Last Sunday, as waitress Megan King was working a routine shift, she took the order of an elderly woman who was eating alone. King classed their interaction as pleasant, but nothing out of the ordinary. She came in about halfway through my 17-hour shift, and it was on Sunday, which is always pretty busy, King told Newsweek. About halfway through her meal, it started to slow down, so we chatted for a few minutes. Small talk, nothing too deep. She told me she was almost 70 and she just wanted to stop by an old favorite for a bite. But the note the patron left behind with the $3 tip on her $11 check brought King to tears. Thank you very much for your service, it read. This was my first time eating out alone since my husband passed. I was hoping I could get through it. As she eaten her meal, King noticed the woman seemed quiet and contemplative. The waitress' first instincts made her assume there might have been something wrong with the food, but in hindsight, King wishes she'd been a little more alert to her customers' cues. I wish I would have taken her quiet as an invitation, she told Newsweek. I think that's what she wanted. Looking back, I guess she did, in a way. She needed an ear. On Tuesday, captioned only with the words, in pain, King posted a picture on the note and one of her tearful reaction to Twitter. The now viral tweet has amassed about more than 821,000 likes so far and a ton of feedback. That's super sad, but also sweet at the same time, one viewer commented. I just want to give whoever wrote this note a hug. Some commenters noted that they thought the woman had given King short shrift on the tip, leaving only a dollar, which was not the case. King was quick to dispel the error and the stereotype that the elderly are bad tippers in general. A lot of customers are older than and living on fixed incomes, so they tip what they can. King told Newsweek, they are always welcome, no matter how much or little they tip. As a rule of tipping at the end of a meal in America is recognition for good service, but it's all too easy to lose the importance of human interaction in the passing transaction. King, who has a special place in her heart for the restaurant's older patrons, hasn't lost sight of what matters. The word gratuity comes from the Latin gratuitas, meaning gift or gratus, pleasing, thankful. And not surprisingly, it's also the same root word for which we get a measure of grace. Not money in a bank, perhaps, but priceless nonetheless. So Uncle Terrell feel very jealous because Uncle Terrell never get this small note when Uncle Terrell working in the restaurant.
Oh, okay. Is that why you were crying?
That's why Uncle Terrell cry in this little letter that this waitress got.
I see. It's okay.
It's a very heartfelt message. Please, if you want to go check it out, you can go to the goodnewsnetwork.org.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Deidre? What do you think?
Putting me on the spot. But yes, it was a very nice story to hear. That was very touching. And it's a good reminder as well. Like, sometimes we don't know what the other person's going through. So we cannot just judge someone like, oh, they're a bad tipper and such.
Very true, very true. Uncle mm-hmm. Terrell, no, in Malaysia, nobody tip anybody.
That's true, because even if you tip, it won't go to the waiter or waitress.
Always go to the restaurant. No money. Uncle Terrell had to always beg for money in the street after working in the restaurant.
Wow, okay, that's sad.
And then that's why Uncle Terrell retire and do this thing.
Oh, okay. Never mind, this is a better job for you.
Maybe, because I get no pay from this. But it's okay. No problem.
It's good.
Okay, this is all the news from Uncle Terrell. Take it away, Deidre.
All right. Much mahalo, Uncle Terrell, for the good news for today. That's something touching and something good, you know. During this pandemic, so much has happened, but we can still do all these little good things for others. And we are now excited to hear from our special guest for our last episode of this season.
Yes, he is a very special guest all the way from Australia. Super cool. He has a mellow kind of vibe and always...
Yes, he does.
Have a very swaggy feel at the same time. So he's he's very cool to hang out with. He has an awesome personality. Again, foreshadowing the episode, what it is about. We'll have him introduce himself.
G'day. How are we doing, everyone?
I wish they can respond.
It's all good. You know, this is for the people and for what they want. But my name is Mohonroy, and I am from Australia, Cairns, Queensland, a beautiful little city up north. If you've never been to Australia, just go to Cairns. Don't worry about Sydney. Don't worry about Melbourne. Just go straight to Cairns. There's a lot to do. But I'm the oldest of seven kids. I come mm-hmm. from a religious family, a cultural backgrounded family, and we love food.
Oh, yes. Food is good.
Absolutely. Especially KFC, right?
Oh, mate.
In Australia.
Yes. Cheap Tuesdays. You already know. You jump in the van, you go to KFC, you grab that chicken. So.
Wicked wings, right?
Fried chicken.
Wicked wings.
Yeah.
But thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, thank you for being here.
And having Aussies is always a good opportunity to have sexy accents in our episodes, you know?
Wow, okay. According to Terrell.
Call it what you want, yeah. I don't know what you think about that, Deidre, but...
you guys, I will keep my comments to myself. Wait, but you're back in school, yeah, Mohanre?
Yes, so I just came back from that crazy COVID year.
Oh, yeah.
I went home to... I'm in Hawaii now. And I went home to Australia for about a year, and I couldn't come back until about 3 months ago. Yeah, so this is my last year.
At least you're able to come back.
Yeah.
It's your last year already?
It's my last year, yeah.
Dang, that was fast.
So, yeah, very
quick. What are you studying?
So I'm actually studying psychology at the moment. That's my degree in clinical counseling.
Oh,
nice. If you guys have any problems, don't come to me.
You know what's interesting about having guests in our podcast? I think majority are either psychology major or minor.
Oh, really?
So like,
that's true, especially this season,
Yeah, I was like, what are the odds of like me inviting these people? I didn't even know you guys as major, but now we know why you guys have sophisticated thoughts, you know?
Hey, I don't know about that, but yeah, sure. I'll take that one.
Okay. All right. Well, we now want to get to know Mahanroy a little bit better. And as always in all the episodes, we're getting into this fun segment of Would You Rather. Okay, so we're going to ask you Would You Rather questions. So are you ready, Mahanroy?
Let's do this. I'm ready.
Here we go. First question of Would You Rather. Would you rather be constantly tired no matter how much you sleep, or constantly hungry no matter how much you eat? That's funny.
Dang. Oh, wow. Okay.
Hard one, huh?
Yeah, it's hard because I'm an energetic guy. I like that energy, but I'm also hungry all the time. So I would have to go with tired. I have to go with tired because I'm chill. Yeah, I'm chill with being mellowed out. Like I can do that role. But me being hungry 100% of the time, I might turn into Hulk. I might turn into a monster. So yeah, you don't want to see that.
That's true.
And then like you'll have like a higher bill to pay. You know, always having to eat, buy groceries, buy food.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that. Sometimes whenever we eat, we go somewhere, we just buy and then we just eat. But then I totally forgot like to pay taxes or however much money that actually little bowl of ramen is, right?
And then imagine that you have to keep going toilet.
See, we don't want that problem.
Yeah. That's true.
Deidre's making you think.
Absolutely. So I'd definitely take that tired. I'd rather sleep and be tired than be hungry all the time.
It's true. Because when you sleep, you can actually, you know, fill your belly, right? You know, you don't have to worry being hungry when you're sleeping.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm okay. I don't know. Yeah. Yep. That's me.
All right. Okay. Then would you rather that your shirts be always two sizes too big or one size too small?
Ooh. That's so funny.
Well, you know what? After COVID, all of my shirts were one size too small. So
oh no.
Yeah, so I'd take the two shirts bigger, two sizes bigger, sorry, yeah. I like baggy clothing anyway, so I'd probably take that one hands down.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you have a favorite brand that always goes with the sizes?
A favorite brand?
Yeah, Free.
Free?
If you can find anything that's free, man, I'm going to chuck that on any day.
I thought you meant like there's a brand called Free. I'm like, oh, I've never heard of that before, but okay.
I might have to start.
It's not like we're sponsored, guys, so.
Yeah.
Hey, but if, you know, Nike's listening, you might want to sponsor these guys.
Sponsor us, and then we can give shirts to Mahanroy.
Please.
I know, right? Give him two sizes too big.
That's it.
All right, next question. Would you rather feel like someone is always watching you or someone is always following you?
Well, that's creepy either way.
What I know, right?
Holy. Okay, so what's my first option?
Always people watching you or always people following you?
Following me. Yes.
Really?
Following me. Because like, I don't know. That's a hard one.
Well, if you want to think about it, you know, social media, people are following you anyways, right?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So if we're going with that term, it's
let's look at it that
fine.
Way, huh?
Yeah,
I like that way. But I was just thinking like
physically following.
No. I was just thinking like I wouldn't want someone to feel like someone's constantly watching me. Ooh. Like I just feel like
it's actually kind of creepy. Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm here. Like maybe I'm. I don't know. Getting changed or something. Someone's like, you know, it just feels weird.
True.
Or like, I don't mind if I can,
Okay. That's a balanced out answer, I guess.
Yeah. I know these would you rather questions, though, very tricky.
Yeah, all over the place.
You guys did well.
Okay, my next one. Would you rather give up watching TV and movies for a year or give up playing games for a year?
Ooh.
Games? Are we talking just board games? Like, well, video games?
Be, games in general.
Could be any games in general.
Ooh. Game of life. Game of love, relationship, whoa, is a game.
Wow. Okay, he's getting there. Back to relationships as always.
You know me.
Yes.
So I think I'm going to have to say, was it TV?
TV or
TV
games?
And movies.
TV and movies, I'd probably give up just because I feel like they're very antisocial.
Oh.
Mm,
or like, okay, yeah, like if, like say, like say if you go on a date, right, like speaking of relationships, mm-hmm, I love movies, so don't get me wrong, I love going and watch movies with people, but mm-hmm, you don't really talk too much when you get into the movie theater.
That's
so
true.
I think games, you know, you can get more involved, you can find more about people's personalities.
Mm. True. Very true.
Yeah, I'd keep the games and lose the TVs and movies.
Mm. Fair enough. Good. Okay. Point there, actually. More interaction.
There we go.
Yep.
We love that.
Definitely. Human beings. All right. Final would you rather question. Would you rather read aloud every word you read or sing everything you say out loud?
Ooh. You know what? This one's an easy one. I would sing whatever I'm saying. I would love to sing.
Yeah. Actually, I can see you doing that. Yeah.
Yeah, yep. I can see it too. That's me. Singing every day, everywhere.
Absolutely. I was in my workshop the other day and there was no stereo, so what I sing for like 4 hours straight.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what I would do too, actually. Yeah,
yeah. See. So
pretty fun to do, actually.
It is.
Yeah.
I just hope other people enjoy it as much as I do.
But then if you think about it, like you'll be like a high school musical kind of thing or like a musical kind of thing.
It's like his own musical.
Yeah, yeah. Every day you'll be singing every word you see and you just sing.
Yes, that's
now it's
happiness.
The college musical.
Uh-huh. College musical, yeah, exactly. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So we'll have to start a musical, guys.
Yeah, why not? We can start now.
Might as well. Practice time for your next answer. Sing it.
Hey.
Hey.
I got you. Nah.
Yeah. A, B, C, D, nah. Just kidding. All right. Well, we definitely covered most of the would you rather questions to get to know Mahanrai today. So hopefully you guys liked that and hopefully you got to know a little bit more about Mahanrai and his wonderful mm-hmm. foreshadowing topic personality. So we'll get right to our topic for today.
Yes, that's right. So today's topic for the end of the season, it's a little different and rightfully so for our last episode of GT Talks Season 4. Okay, so this episode, it's called What's Your Personality?
Ooh, dun dun dun. Mm. Well, like now that we know each of us are different, and especially in terms of having personalities and many more, of course, like we have our own instincts sometimes to act on the personality and all that. Every personality, of course, has its own type, has its own strengths and weaknesses. Mm.
Yes, we're definitely different, but perhaps you may also have wondered, you know, there were times in your life where you wished you had a different personality, like maybe when you were younger, you wanted to be more outgoing, or maybe you want to be more organized or more resistant to criticism.
Mm-hmm. According to most personality type of theories, the individual's types is inborn and does not change. However, individuals can develop traits and habits that differ or even directly contradict the description of their type. So to Mahanrai, to you, like, what do you think about this? Like, do you think an individual's personality is unchangeable?
Straight off the bat, I'm gonna say no.
Ooh, okay, interesting. Okay.
Actually, no, I'll say yes.
Okay, so yes.
Let's bring that back. Yes. I was thinking about this recently, actually, and mm-hmm. coming from a psychology study, how we study nature versus nurture, mm-hmm. those kind mm-hmm. of topics, I think we're all given this base to start with.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. as I said, my family's religious, so I believe that, you know, we're created unique. We start off at a different level or mm-hmm. a different base.
Yeah. That's right.
Maybe mm-hmm. someone is born funny, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah. Maybe someone's born chill, mellowed out. Maybe someone's born extra. Like they always have to be the center of attention. And I know, I know people like that, you know what I'm saying?
Me too, definitely.
And so, but I think of it this way. It's like, it depends on which wolf you feed. Like, I think we all have the ability to grow and not necessarily develop and change. So we all have the ability, but I believe we all have a base, you know, where we feel comfortable, where we feel like this is me. We can add on to that, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Essentially, you're just saying like, okay, people are built in with like a certain personality, but later on in life, they can still develop more of it, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get at.
You're right about that, because I feel like, you know, personality, people can change based on their experiences, based on their upbringing. So maybe at first they'll be like, they'll be like a super happy person, but then like 10 years later they became a super sad person.
Oh, okay. We don't want that. Okay.
No, of course, but that's just a little example.
Yeah. But yeah, like I was also reading, so there was an example given before in an article. I was reading it on 16personalities.com.
Ooh.
So they said, imagine for yourself that the lights in your apartment, they suddenly go off, okay? And you're in complete darkness. And then you want to navigate your way around, but then what will you use? Because you cannot see anything. So you're going to either be using your touch, your sense of hearing, sense of smell. So it could be any one of those, yeah, except for your vision. So however, when the lights come back out, you're going to switch back to using your vision again to navigate easily around the apartment. So they say that this is how your personality works as well, in a similar manner.
Wow.
Ooh, interesting. And I've never thought about that. What do you
think? I know, right? We're getting deep.
I would use touch.
Touch?
I'd go straight to touch. Like, you know, the lights go out, I wouldn't start smelling around. I'd be like, what's that smell? What's that smell? I'd probably go straight to touch and be like, okay, where am I?
Okay,
like,
true.
What is around
me? Yeah, true, true.
True, true.
I'd feel for things.
You know, I think I'd be 50-50 for touch and hearing. Because if I am able to hear what's going on, then I know kind of where I am or where the direction is.
Yo.
How about you, Deidre?
Oh, well, I mean, depending. If I'm going to be looking for food, then I'll probably use my smell.
Okay, based on the scenario, definitely.
Yeah, I know. But it is, like, true that, like, in terms of personality, like what you've said, like, we all are born with our own unique personality. And, of course, we can switch on, switch off, like, those traits we want to use, habits we want to use as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Right now,
basically, what is your personality like?
Yeah, what's your personality like? And do you think it changed?
Yeah, I definitely feel like I've grown and developed as time has gone by and as I've had those different experiences like you're talking about. I've adapted to what's around me. I think I've always been kind of a social kid, but at the end of the day, I've always liked that recharge. I need to find that recharge,
Okay.
And so I think just as you grow up and as you have different experiences, it magnifies who you were. So it gives you bigger opportunities to play that out in real life, if that makes any sense.
Interesting. So
Like,
oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah, so I think I've changed
a
little bit, but I think still, like I said before, that base personality is still there.
Okay.
It's just, it's been added onto, or it's been magnified as my life has gone on. It's gotten bigger, or certain parts of, I've been able to refine the character of who I am.
Yeah. So basically, like, you're saying that you were a social butterfly, but then you become a social bird now.
Yeah. Or dragon.
Okay, yeah, we can go that. That's
there
for
you
sure.
Go.
Yeah, no. So I figure it like sculpting, you know, you got clay in front of you.
Yes.
That's how you start. You have a base, and then as life goes and you have your different experiences, you still have that base, but you just get more refined. You get more cut. You have heartbreaks. You know, maybe you fall out of a relationship.
Yes.
And you learn from those things, but the base of who you are stays the same.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow, that's a good metaphor. Good analogy, definitely.
I know, right? Reminds me of my sculpture class. No, but it's true. Because, like, even with clay, I remember our professor always told us clay is very, like, forgiving. Because if you mess up, you can still use that same material, same thing, clay, and add on and change it and such.
Okay. Just another analogy.
Memories.
That's good, Deidre, definitely. But it just goes to show that it's also an analogy of how our personalities can be added on or, like, to change. And I feel like it really depends on the person and where the scenarios mm-hmm. are. Because yeah. like, let's say you were brought up in a poor family mm. and then suddenly you go to a rich family mm. and then you're like, whoa, I'm supposed to be helping my group, but then like now there's people that's helping me instead. So it's weird, you know, being the one that's supporting and then after that people are supporting you instead. Mm. And then like mm-hmm. I feel that that's where your personality kind of changed, where you feel like, okay, I need to be the one that's the being courageous, mm. being the one that's protecting the family. And then after that, oh, you no longer need to. So I think it definitely is based on the situation and that's how your personality mm-hmm. can be manipulated and all that.
Mm. I'm quite curious though, like for you, Terrell, when you first met Mohan, right? What do you think, like what was your first impression? What do you think his personality is like?
Man, it's interesting, but Mohan Roy is one of the first few friends I've met when I came here to BYU Hawaii. And first mm-hmm. I met him, I was like, man, he's like the coolest dude ever, all the way from Australia. Very friendly, very outgoing, willing to get to know me more. So aww. Yeah, that kind of vibe. Mm. And I hope you guys yeah. are feeling the same vibe too right now.
Yeah, like even for me, I remember when I first met him, I was in the cafeteria and then there's this guy who comes over to the table I'm at. I think, yeah, you came in front, sat right in front of me, and then you're like introducing yourself like, hi, I'm on. And I was like, wow, this is a very friendly guy. And oh, he's man. Giving yeah. off good vibes. Oh, you know,
yeah. I hope I didn't send any wrong vibes.
Nah. It's a long-lasting impression.
Yep, it's good. See, I still remember that.
Much respect.
In the cafeteria.
The man.
Hey, much love.
I mean, that just goes to show that you are, you know, whoever it is, if it's just a stranger, you can just be at friendly, almost like this, right?
Thanks, man. Mm-hmm. Thanks, man. That's deep.
I mean, that's just you. I feel like that, you know, judging from both of our experiences with you, at least.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it brings me back to my childhood. I remember playing on the swings. I grew up the only child for like 8 or 10 years. Mm-hmm. So it was just me. Mm. And so I had to make friends, yeah?
Mm, yeah, that's true.
But I remember just playing in the playground and I'd be like, hey, you want to play tag? Or like, I'll just go up to a stranger, a kid, and be like, hey, you want to do this? We never know what people are going through. Just that's like that true, that yeah. waitress, you know, she didn't expect that. But mm-hmm. she got that thank you letter and it made the difference. So
yeah, 100%. Yes. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so we will discuss a little bit more on this topic. But of course, we're going to get into our next segment. And we're going to hear what our friends have to say about personalities.
Yes, here we go.
So I'm an extroverted introvert. So I'm primarily an introvert in a way that I like only have, I have fewer friends and I guess I tend to hang out with those friends and be comfortable around fewer people. But I'm also pretty extroverted because I'm pretty easygoing and friendly and I like to meet new people and I like to go out, but I find primarily my comfort zone is with a small group of people. I don't think I'd change that. Sometimes I do wish I was more comfortable in a larger group of people, and sometimes like a lot of texting or a lot of social things kind of tires me out. And sometimes I wish that I had more energy for that or that energized me. But overall, I like that I'm more reserved to a few people because I feel like I'm more able to be myself around that and I have better friends because of it. Okay, so the three characteristics that describe me best, it's hard to pick three, but they would be thoughtful, focused, and adventurous.
I can be both. I can be an introvert when I'm in a new situation or a new place. And if you know me well, I'm an extrovert person. So yes, I love myself and I'm grateful with myself. I don't think I wanted to change my personality. What are three characteristics that summarize who you are? I'm cheeky, I'm funny, and I'm confident. I wanted to say I'm cute, but I'm not really cute, but I am cute. But it's okay, that's all from me.
Hi Deidre, I would totally say that I'm an introvert, and if I would ever want to change that, yes, maybe being more open to others. And three typical characteristics of mine were the huge sense of humor, being creative, and trying to think always positive.
Okay, so from what I gather from people is that I have a very bubbly and cheerful personality. I am an extrovert. I believe I am good with the personality that I have right now, so I would not want to change it because I feel that it makes other people happy, and so when they're happy, I'm happy, and so the whole world is happy. Three characteristics that would summarize who I am would be happy, emotional, and weirdly funny. So that's me.
So what do you guys think of what everyone has said in the voice recordings?
I think people still had that base, you know what I'm saying? They said, this is who I am. Maybe I could be a bit more of this, but this is basically who I am. And that last girl, she said, when I'm happy, other people are happy. It's good. So when you know who you are and you're in that comfort zone and your personality, when you know that base, then I feel like everything else is just an extra add-on or a blessing, yeah?
Yeah,
that's true. So,
So basically, how would you describe yourself? Extrovert or introvert?
I'm an introvert.
Ooh,
introvert.
Interesting. Yeah.
Surprise.
Even I'm very surprised.
Yeah. You see, I got to charge myself up. I make sure I put the time in to take care of myself, and then when I'm out in public, I'll give the best of myself to other people. And so, what people don't see is what happens behind the scenes. Yeah, right. So I prefer to be by myself sometimes and just get that energy I need, and then when I'm out in public, I'm gonna give you my best. I'm gonna try to be there and give you my best.
Yeah, but you only have like certain amount of energy that you can do that, right?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I totally agree.
100%. Yeah.
COVID really magnified that.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, because you're isolated. Yeah.
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 And then when you're back into normal society now, it's like, all right, I got to readjust. I got to see how to use this energy or how to save the right amount of energy and where to use it. So, yeah, just when I came back to college, it was crazy. I went to all these dances and things, and I was running out of energy within like 5 minutes, 10 minutes. So,
wow.
For a social person, like when I, yeah, so I didn't know how to use that energy. So I needed to save it. I'm an introvert. And I think, yeah. What about you, Terrell? Where are you at?
A lot of people would say that I'm a very extroverted person, but I'm going along with what you're saying, you know, Mahan, right? I'm like one of the biggest introverts ever because like I can't stand very big crowds. I love singing on stage, but then like when people like clap for me, sing along with me, and I usually don't know what to do. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, and then like, after when I'm done singing, I was like, okay, thank you, and I just walk away off of stage, even though I'm very happy that people are doing it with me. But at the end of the day, I just feel like, you know what, I just don't want to be the center of attention.
Yeah.
And even though it's fun in a certain group, yeah, it's fun to have that egotistical feeling. But then at the end of the day, for me at least, I feel like, you know what? I only need this much. I don't need
the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I'm an introvert because I love staying indoors. I just love staying at home, just sitting, looking at the ceiling, looking at the wall sometimes. That's my thing, man. For like 1 or 2 minutes. And I'm like, you know what? I just want to sit down sometimes and just do nothing.
Okay, yeah. I see that.
But that's my introverted side. Like, I also have a certain amount of juice that I can spend when I'm around with people. And then after that, I'm like, okay, I need to stop. And that's also the same when I'm indoors. Like, I can only spend a certain amount of juice. Yeah. And then I have to get out the self-isolation kind of scenario.
could I ask you a question on that?
Yeah.
Do you find that there are certain people, though, that you can speak to that charge you up or no?
No.
Oh, that's very rare. Not a lot of people can do that.
All right.
Because, like, either, like, I want to talk to people.
Yep.
And that doesn't really charge me. That just validates me, like, to tell me mentally, at least. But but for personality-wise, or if you're putting in an introvert and extrovert kind of thing, like, nah, I don't think a lot of people can do that. Okay. For me, at least. Okay. What, are you like the same, or is that people that can charge you easily?
No, but there's certain people that can make me forget I'm an introvert.
Ah.
And even if my energy levels are low, they'll either bring it up just enough to keep me around that social unit, or they'll bring me to their energy. But that's only, like you said, it's rare. Like, I'm an introvert, but on an occasion there might be one person that can lift me up and get me to the extrovert level, even if I'm flat.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
the more you know. What about you, Deidre? What's your personality like? Are you an introvert or an extrovert?
That's a interesting question.
Because you asked us first.
I know. Like, even for myself, I'm like, because usually most people always think that I'm like an extroverted person for some reason. I don't know why. But I remember just growing up, I was always like the quiet, shy one. I hated talking to people. I hated, like, I always stayed in my room whenever guests were over at home. I will lock myself in my room. I don't want to see them. I don't want to talk to them. And I'll feel exhausted talking to people. You know, I want my space. But then growing up, I changed that. I wouldn't say I changed my personality, but I just wanted to be more open. And like, I was able to do that. But I still need my space from people, you know.
True.
So I actually don't know. Does that make me an introverted person and such? Because I do find sometimes being around people quite draining. I don't mind being in social settings at times, like I go concerts and whatnot, but sometimes I'm like, I need my space from people.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it sounds very introvert kind of thing. And then like, they also, you, what you're trying to say, when you're hanging out with friends as well, you can only hang out with certain amount of friends too.
Yeah. Certain people as well. Like,
yeah. So I think that's a
particular group. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's an introvert kind of concept. I'm not too sure. Maybe it's an extrovert thing. Yeah, I don't know.
So many questions, guys.
For sure. But to go along with what Mohan Rai asked earlier, like, do you think there's people that can charge or recharge you whenever you're with them?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Yes, definitely. I have certain friends or people I know. So like, if I know I'm feeling down, I know that I can always talk to this person and they will help me feel better.
Okay.
And if I feel like, okay, I'm bored, but I know I have this one friend who's really fun and I know I'll have fun with them no matter what.
Oh yeah, that's true.
So
interesting.
I have that. Like, I kind of know who I can go to if I need this or that.
Interesting, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yes, guys. Very interesting.
Thanks, Deeds.
Yes, but okay. I have a question. So considering how we all have different personality traits from others, do you feel that you get along better with others of a similar personality to yourself?
Define get along.
Well,
I guess, like, do you connect?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, is that a click?
Well, like, you hang out more with people who are similar personalities.
Yeah. I would say yes. I'd feel more comfortable. But sometimes it's boring. I don't want to see myself every day, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's where my comfort zone is at. But I have mood swings. Sometimes I want to be with the fun people and just go crazy, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I want to be with the mellow people and just chill.
That's how you'll see Mohan Rai pop in and pop out to you and like chill with you, and then he disappears.
He's just all over the place, I guess.
Well, yeah, there's just so much goodness in a bunch of different people, and I feel like I can't keep my feet still and just being with someone just like myself. All the time.
I agree with that. I don't think I can stand me just being friends with myself. I feel like I always have arguments because I'm always so savage with people, with my friends.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, and I can see like burning myself all the way through, or burning someone that's similar to me. So, and then there'll be like a biggest feud ever, and then we'll become the biggest enemies. And not for me. But I do get attracted to people being vulnerable.
Yes.
I'm the kind of person, I don't know if it's a personality kind of thing, but I just feel that I just love that vulnerability feeling, like people feeling vulnerable. I don't know. And then like, I just gravitate towards those people and then just listen and just talk about it. So maybe that's my kind of personality kind of thing. And that's why, you know, I just love listening to people and just like talk about it and ask questions.
I think in that, what you're saying too, I think people tend to love, like, I'm not saying this is you, but people tend to love what they aren't sometimes.
Or that they
aspire to be.
Yes.
So, like, if you want to be vulnerable but you can't, and that person's vulnerable, you look up to that person. Like, wow, that's an amazing trait to have.
Exactly, yeah. So. And it just, it also goes to show that you can be attracted to that and then you can mimic that vulnerability as well once that person is doing it. So
absolutely.
It's really interesting to think about.
Yeah.
I know, right? Deep thoughts.
Yes. Oh, what about you, Deidre? What do you think about people having same personality, different personality? Would you get along or not?
Well, of course, when I was younger, because I was more shy, I wouldn't say that I was always around like shy people and whatnot. It was actually like the complete opposite. I was the shy one, and like my best friend was the more outgoing one and such.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but growing up, like especially going to university, you know, being in Hawaii, like it's all kinds of people that I feel I could get along with. Because again, like with your personality, you have certain traits of yourself that you see in others. I get along like with people with similar interests, like, oh, okay, we like this type of music. I can hang out with you even though we are different in personalities. We like these kinds of movies, these kinds of food. So it's been a mix lately, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that I can still get along with people. For some reason, there's something that people always tell me. I feel this, I guess it's one of, like, my personality is that I'm good at listening. Mm-hmm. I'm really good at listening to people. And so sometimes I'm not even saying anything and they just spill out what they're feeling. And I'm just listening. I'm like, yeah, I'm here for you. Yes. And then they're like, you know, you're such a good listener. I'm like, I really wonder what makes me a good listener. But yeah, so now it's a mix.
Yeah, yes. I think going along with listening, I think being there for people, it's just goes hand in hand on that. Mm-hmm. You know, being there for them is just a sub part of a trait from listening. So maybe that's why.
Being able to empathize.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we promote the most. Empathize with people so that you can understand their feelings and thoughts and so forth.
Okay, so we don't want to spend too much time on this episode today. For this last episode, we want to keep it light and fun, so we actually are going to do a little activity with Mahonrai for this episode.
Yes. Oh, it's really cool. Transition. Okay, this game is actually very special. It's really, really cool because like Deidre introduced it and I looked at it. I'm like, you know what, it's a very good way to see what our personalities like. So to all our friends and family and guests and whoever's listening here today, pull out your phones or pen and paper. And if you're driving, please do not do anything while you're driving. But this game requires you to write. I'll be asking a series of questions, kind of a storytelling, and then we're asking a question and then you write it down what it means to you after that. So credits to Project Nightfall for giving us the opportunity to be able to use this. We're not sponsored by them as well. Yeah, we're just promoting the idea, and I think it's a great activity to do for all of us.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, and then these questions will reveal who you really are deep inside.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're getting deep today.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay,
ready.
So I'll be like telling a story and then I'll ask questions.
Okay.
All right? Imagine yourself traveling on a desert. It's huge. You see nothing but sand, and your camel, you have ridden it for quite a while now. And so you are both extremely tired, and you still have a long way to go. So the first question is, what words would you say to the camel that has carried you all the way? Write it down.
Right. Okay.
Okay, we're waiting for Mahonrai. And whoever's listening here today, you can write it down as well.
Okay. Just one word?
Oh, just as long as you want.
Okay.
Continuing. As you continue your really tough journey, right at the point you thought you would die for thirst, you see a beautiful oasis. You can't wait to be refreshed, so you run towards it, and just as you're about to reach it, someone you know has arrived before you. Who do you see? Write it down. After drinking, you continue your journey, but time passes slowly in the desert. It feels like an eternity. You walk and walk and walk until finally you see the lights. You have reached your destination now. What emotions do you feel as your journey is ending? Write it down. Ready? Okay. And like on any other journey in life, the time has come to say bye to the camel you have ridden for so long. You say goodbye to the camel right as you got off. Someone you know climbs into the saddle to take your place. Who is the new rider? Write it down. So I'm going to explain what this means.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
Let's do this.
At the beginning of this game, I told you that this is a journey to discover who you really are deep inside. So now we're going to interpret both of you and Deidre's answers. And everyone else, you know, you can read your own answer and you can think what it means in all four answers. The desert and camel means or mean the journey towards personal independence. This scenario reveals your feelings about partying with a loved one. Your answers...
Partying with a loved one?
Partying.
Okay.
Yeah. Your answers show how you might react when the time comes to go your separate ways. For the first question, the words you spoke to the camel reveal what you might say to yourself when you realize love has been lost. What Ooh. Did you write?
Deidre, you want to go ladies first. I'll be a gentleman tonight.
Okay, fine. So I said, hang on, we're almost there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Dang. What about you, Mohan Rai?
I just said water. It's like, I'm in a desert, you know, me and this camel going through this journey. I'm like, man, water. Let's find this water. So maybe like kind of along the same lines as Deidre, let's get to the water. Like we can do this.
Can persevere, keep going, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So after a heartbreak, Mahandra is going to hydrate himself.
Water.
Yeah. Hey, stay hydrated, family.
Oh, yeah. Always.
Yes.
Okay. Now the second question reveals the person you go to when things go bad. This person might have helped or comforted you in the past.
Oh, wow.
Who did you write? This is a very important answer. And what did you write?
Okay, well, I'll go first in this one. Okay. I had a girl or my mom.
Oh, a girl? What? Oh. Just a girl.
Well, there was a specific girl, but I won't throw names out. Just, oh, you know,
okay, fair enough.
There was, yeah. My mom was right up there too, so I saw two people.
Mm. Yeah.
But the first, yeah, my mom.
That's cool. Damn. Yeah.
Mine's a family member. I couldn't think, like, I just kept picturing them, so.
Just one family member?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The more you know.
It's true, they were always there for me, so yeah.
For the third question, this shows how you feel when you totally moved on your emotions. When you reached your destination, reveal how you'll feel after getting over a heartbreak. What did you write?
Deeds, you can go first.
Okay, fine. So I put down, I felt relieved.
Relieved? Oh.
Yeah, like relieved.
Interesting.
Nice. I wrote victorious.
Oh.
So
it's a good mindset if you think about it.
Yeah.
Getting over a heartbreak and stuff, you're like, yes.
Yes, we did this. Here we did this.
Yes.
Maybe I've had too much experience. I'm just joking. Okay.
That's the one. That's funny. Okay. Lastly, the new rider off the camel who replaced you could be your secret rival, or it could be someone who hurt you in the past. Who did you write down?
Deep. Deidre, you can go first in this one too. Unless, now you know, I'll go. It was my cousin Benjamin.
Oh.
Ooh.
I can see that, you guys are like brothers, but at the same time, kind of a rival thing.
In high school, that was my competition, man.
Oh, shucks, really?
Really?
Oh, dang. The more you know. Wow.
Nah. We grew up very close, but it was kind of weird. Every time there was a girl involved, it'd be him, me, him. I don't know what was going on there. But yeah, it's kind of crazy. But yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I love him.
That's cool. Yeah.
Wow.
Deidre, what'd you get?
Well, mine, I actually kept picturing like a stranger, but it's like this lady, this beautiful lady who I've never seen before, but I just pictured like this one beautiful stranger.
One beautiful stranger.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Who's my rival?
Who's your rival? Beautiful lady.
Mysterious lady.
Mysterious lady, yeah.
Yes.
Who will hand you an evil apple.
Oh.
The heck?
Don't eat it.
Don't eat it. But Snow White ate it anyways.
Okay.
Well, that's what this game is about.
Mm.
It's very meaningful and deep
yes.
and surprising, so to speak, at least. I really wonder. What are you going to say?
Oh, no, I was just wondering, like, what would you have put down as well? So,
yeah, here's the thing. Like, I would have changed the answers already because I watched it once and I thought about it twice. And then now that I'm doing it again, I'll be writing different answers. So I feel like it won't be fair. I should have written it down before I came here and stuff.
No, should have written it down, huh?
Oh, well. I mean, it boggles my mind how this story and game works at the same time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was fun. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah. Well, I hope you all enjoyed it too, friends and family, our audience here today. You know, what did you write? You know, let us know at the comments down below or just DM us on, you know, if it's a very deep answer that you have and you probably may have questions about it. Just let us know.
I also have a question. Do you guys usually like take personality quizzes online and such?
Yeah, here's the thing. Like, I took it like last year during the pandemic, and like I think it is the 16 personality thing that I took. Mm-hmm. And I remember I'm an INFJ. Oh, you too?
Me too, man.
Oh, wow.
Man, I cannot remember mine.
Dang. And like it says very specifically that I'm a defender.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah. So like I'm the person who would, you know, shelter people, take care of people, and being there for others. So that's me. You know, I would recommend you guys taking it. It might be not totally accurate, but at least it tells you the things that you are doing or you might be doing sometimes and why you react this way.
It could help
that.
You understand yourself better.
Yeah,
as well.
Definitely. Yeah, what does yours say, Mahonrai?
Mine's actually INFJ as well, but I think mine was like advocate.
Advocate. Oh, so wow. So,
along the lines of defender. Oh. Like, I'm trying to advocate for those who are, you know, struggling or whatever.
Wow. Going through hard times. That's cool. You're going to be a good father. That's for sure.
Hey, yep. Let's hope I get there.
You will get there.
Yeah, all of us will.
There we go.
I mean, like for Deidre, you'll be a wife. Yeah, but
I'm not going to be a father. Yes, wow. I cannot remember my results, so I'm like, I have to take it again.
Well, Deidre will let us know.
A screenshot.
Yeah, she will share it in her story, you know. And we'll know what hers is.
Wow.
Yeah, since we don't know what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I might take it again today, just so I can post it and remember it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Mahonrai, is there any final words you want to say for the end of this episode? Your thoughts and such.
Nah, just for those who are listening, be true to you. I think, you know, a lot of people try to be different because they're not happy with who they are. As I said at the start, you know, we all come with this unique base. We all have this uniqueness about us, the way that we are created. So develop your strengths and work on your weaknesses and it's all good. I think at the end of the day, you are who you are and you are unique. And so, yeah, thanks for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yes.
Nah, you are great. Well. You are awesome.
But yeah, that's me. So, my last words, thank you.
Yeah. How do you feel now, you know, being the end of the episode?
I'm excited to see what you guys come up with next and what other topics can be discussed. I'm also interested to hear what other people do think of the conversations we have and of what they will have in the future. So,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
I love it. Just share it out with everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to give Mahonrai a follow, if you're interested in what he said, you know, what's your Instagram?
Yeah. My Instagram is, I think it's _MVHONRIETERU. Yeah, that's where I'm at. So sometimes I try to limit my time on social media. So honestly, if you have any questions, hit me up on LinkedIn or Instagram, either one.
Yeah, there we go.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Mahonrai, for being our guest here today. And thank you so much, friends and family, for listening to our DT Talks podcast season 4 for our final episode. And it's a season finale episode. So more to come in the next season. We will welcome you back for sure. So thank you so much for listening always and for supporting us all the way through. You guys are awesome.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So be sure to follow us on our social media platforms, Facebook DT Talks Podcast and Instagram DT Talks _podcast for more updates and news and many more, you know, quotes that you'd like to hear and many more people that we, you know, have our guests and all that. If you want to follow them as well, they'll be in our page, definitely, for sure. Be sure to follow us on our podcast platforms as well, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Music as well. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you for everything, my friends and family. And this has been
DT Talks.
Big mahalos and a big aloha.
Bye bye.
Bye guys.